What we've got is a patio ready to accept the mortar, which will either be a sand and cement, which is 3-1, which most people use. Benefits of weather point against the normal mortar is, one, you get no staining on the joint. Two, it's very fast, and like Chris said, it can be laid in all weathers. We've actually done on the trials, we've laid this in sideways rain in Scotland, just to test it to its absolute maximum. We've done all the testing to make sure everything the contractor's going to do is covered. And it took 2 years before we actually brought this to the conclusion it's at now, which is now working and out of contract, and they love it. So we've got a lot of feedback from the guys on what they're doing. Patio ready to be fed. So the fundamental difference with this to what you do with mortar, you have to actually wet your paving. Now that goes against the grain for what everybody normally does. You've got to be dry. So this is one of the biggest holding factors to getting paid. Because at this stage, you're at the getting paid stage. So they're keen to get this bit done because it's the last job they do before getting paid. Doesn't matter if it rains, you can do it. So the first thing we're going to do is wet the patio. Just do this now. So just wet it all down. As much water as you want. It doesn't matter. You can fill the joints. It won't have any effect at all on the end result.
That's key, really. You have to wet it down first. If you don't, there is a chance that it could stain the surface. It is only a temporary stain, but when you leave a job, the contractors here will know, if you leave a temporary stain, people think it's permanent. You need to argue your way out of that particular case.